Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
You can't do it. You just can't do it. I don't care how hard you try. I mean, you can poke at it with a stick, and you can think you've pulled it off, but you really can't understand who you really are with just your Western mind, just your ego. And that's what I like about tonight's show. Tonight's topic is Accidental Truth, a Vortex Through Time. And our guest tonight is Nicole McIndo. We're going to bring her on in just a minute. But I wanted to go back to this notion of who you really are. And when we take our Western mind, our ego, if you will, that ongoing narrative that we play out in our thoughts, and we try to wrap our noggin around this idea of I'm a multidimensional soul shoehorned into this physical body, I'm a multidimensional soul that chose to incarnate in the physical form. To really wrap your noggin around what that really, really means, you just can't do that. I'm sorry, you can't. It's like the notion of when you, quote, become enlightened, unquote, that the ego's dumbstruck. It's dumbfounded by the awe, by the glory, by the majesty, and it can't form sentences anymore because it's beyond its ability to comprehend. Your ego just can't put language to the truth of who you are and really do it any justice, because language by itself is a linear, symbolic form of communication, and the topic of you being a soul in a physical form body, you just can't wrap the description of that in words and really do it any justice. But that's what I like about that's what I really like about tonight's episode. We get to take reality, as our Western mind would have it, and just put it on the shelf for a minute, and maybe take a big step back. Oh, hell, let's take about 10 steps back and try to get that bigger vision going on. And again, that's what I really like about tonight's episode. Again, the topic is Accidental Truth, a Vortex Through Time, and that's the title of Nicole's latest book. Our guest tonight is Nicole McIndo, and she's written a fabulous book. I think you would really enjoy it. She was born in Sydney, Australia, and the mother of two boys. This is the first novel that she's written, one that she was called to write. She's been an artist for 47 years, and she took 8 months off to complete this book based on her journey of spiritual awakening. I think we should get right to it because we're going to have plenty to talk about. Join me in welcoming Nicole to the show. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you very much, Les. Pleasure to be here.
Let's first talk about your book, Accidental Truth, A Vortex Through Time. How does this book come about, and where did it come from? Because rumor has it there's an archangel involved.
Yeah, it's a long story, but to make it short, basically what happened was, during my spiritual awakening journey, which began when I was born, brought in as an earth angel into the embodying the fifth dimensional consciousness, but then due to trauma that happens during childhood, I was put to sleep and then gradually began to awaken, which took about another 20 years from the initial traumas, where I connected with my guide, began doing Reiki, understanding about the chakras and our energetic system, learning tarot, receiving guidance from my guide Ravi throughout the whole time, learnt to channel. And then what happened was I got sidetracked. Life took me on a different path and I got married and had two children, as you've just mentioned. Which subsequently, when you awaken and have a spiritual awakening, which happened pretty much around 2011 when I was deeply unfulfilled, let's not say unhappy, because everything is chosen for your own soul's highest growth and expansion, but I was seriously unfulfilled. And I remember the particular time when I was out the back, hanging out the clothes on the washing line for about the 50th time that week with two young boys. And I said, and I looked up to the skies as I was hanging the washing out, and I just was like, is this it? Is this it? Seriously. And I think it's not the monotony so much, because I absolutely adored being a mother. I adore being a mother and raising two very conscious beings. Both Earth angels and going to be leaders of the new Earth. It was more an individual and a personal unfulfillment, which then led me. You could say it was programmed, you know, with the energies that came.
Right.
Definitely coincided with the breakdown of my marriage, and then. I embarked, and as what happens with everybody who awakens, you are slowly then brought in all the members of your soul family who then who have contracted to give you every bit of information that you've asked for. So you really do have to ask for it. You can't just idly sit by watching Netflix and expect to spiritually awaken. You may have an inkling. You may know that something's not right. You might feel like, oh, you know, this is a pretty fun, happy life, this 3D existence. But in a deeper level, at some point, you do feel the need to have a deeper understanding of why you're here, what you're here to do. The, you know, the age-old question of who am I? And when you then open yourself up to the universe with your conscious thought and your conscious questioning, then the floodgates open, and I was exposed to a large number of very, very gifted healers, shaman, astral hunters, and through Ravi, I then was, an absolute sponge for it, all the information and the internet, the access that the internet provides for you. Everything is there. Everything is provided for you. There's absolutely no excuse if you want to know something. You literally just Google it. So what happened was that after probably about 6 or 7 years, I was, as a creative person, as somebody who puts her love and her energy into her artwork formally, I felt this intense desire to write and let people know you're not alone. This is what you are going to experience by way of what is out there and the ascension and the symptoms and how you can go about it. But being a very deeply personal story, I was loath to share that. And one day doing the dishes, as what happens with water, being a magnificent conductor, as we know, Ravi just said to me, write a fictional book, put it in fiction form, assign characters, and away you go. And I felt a massive kundalini rush. I had my kundalini awakening, I think it was about, I know exactly when it was, but I can't pinpoint the day
sure.
or the year. But it was around 2012, 2013, activated through a healer that had been tasked to activate that through me. Then I was off.
Yeah.
And nothing stopped me then. Once you decide, once you receive the call, I had come into contact with Magenta Pixie, who channels the Council of Nine. And she had on her website a number of meditations, and one was the Muse. The magic scribe through Archangel Gabriel. And I did that, and lo and behold, it took off from there. I sat there every single day for about 8 months. Ideas would come to me through my dream state. I would dream in character, and I would have to text myself and write notes, and I would everywhere I went, everything that I did, the synchronicities just came up. If I was wondering what I was going to write next, bang, there it was, whether in a news feed, whether in a TV commercial, whether in a song. I was constantly being bombarded with inspiration, motivation. I was absolutely determined, and I was never going to give up. I was going to finish the book.
Right.
And as with all you know, those that receive the calling, whether it be to go off grid and start a self-sufficient community, whether it be go and travel, you know, to an ashram or live a monastery monk existence, there's nothing that will stop you. The drive is so strong that if you try to deviate off that plan for any, you know, microsecond, you instantly go out of alignment and you are guided back.
Right. Well, you know, we're like the story you just shared, you're out hanging clothes on the clothesline and you look up and you say, you know, come on, really, there's got to be more to it than this. And when that cosmic 2x4 cracks you across the forehead and mm-hmm. wakes you up, what it all amounts to is bringing your mind, your ego, if you will, way out of what it thought was quote reality unquote, and invariably it seems like our view of the universe, our view of the all that is, gets turned on its head. Now, you know, I'm most familiar with the, quote, spiritual journey, unquote, here in the States. And there's, I've been interviewing people now for about 10 years, and there seems to be this glass ceiling, if you will, and it's not a good thing or a bad thing, but a lot of times when people spiritually awake, they have this idea that they're a soul that is having many incarnations in human form. And it's been really curious. 2020 has really kind of set the topic on its head. I mean, in general, we've got a theme behind the show, but now the impulse, if you will, the new narrative, if you will, of what it means to be, quote, spiritual, unquote, has been cracked open, because my sense is we have these galactic neighbors, and there was a quarantine on the planet saying leave them alone, you know, and when the time comes, there'll be a reunion, if you will, with our galactic family. And in order for our minds to really wrap around what the hell that means, we have to. It's that damn cosmic 2x4 that says, you're bigger than that, you're bigger than that, you're bigger than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've had incarnations as a Palladian. You've had an incarnation as Arcturians or whatever. And what I really liked about your book is, first of all, it's a delightful read. It's such a... It kind of threw me off guard because I get a lot of books across my desk with this show and having authors on all the time. And I thought, I think it was early in the weekend, I said, oh, I'm just going to read a chapter. You know, I'm just going to take a look at it and see what it feels like. And so I start reading it, and I look up, and the clock, what the hell happened to the clock? The hands have spun all around. And I ended up going back to it. It's like, well, okay, where's the story going? And pretty soon I'm back reading it again. And what I really enjoyed about the book is that in such a graceful and fun way, You pull our perspective back. You pull us back to a much bigger sense of self, if you will, and you do that through story. And that's what it made me smile about. It's because you're breaking that stigma of what I was talking about. In the past, to be spiritual, you have this notion, I'm a human being and I'm a soul that keeps incarnating as a human being, and yet your soul's up there going, dude, come on, we've got way more stuff going on than that. I mean,
yeah.
And your book does such a nice job about bringing us around, if you will, in a fun and exciting way.
Wonderful. Thank you. I think the gentleness that you describe is, you know, in correlation to the past lives that I experienced through the vortex, where we do start off as a human in a couple of past lives, and then I gently take you back in time.
Right, you do.
I don't just go, oh hey, well, what's this? I do gently hint at it within the first paragraph, but then leave it well alone. So it's a kind of it's a puzzle. The whole book is a puzzle that you unfold and put together as you go along, and I think that's pretty much what drives the storyline is the where is the next life, the next colour in the rainbow vortex going to be taking us. So yeah, thank you very much for that. I'm glad that it wasn't overwhelming for you.
No, I enjoyed it. I smiled. It's like, yes, indeed, let's have this conversation. Yeah, you know, I think 2020 has set so many people's lives on its head, and quote, reality, unquote, is all blown up in the wind, and we're in a bit of a dust storm as far as what's real and what's not, so to speak, in a metaphorical way. And I'm sure there's a lot of people on the planet that just want the dust to settle and we go back to some sense of normal. But then, as you've mentioned, there's, I don't care what you want to call us, light workers, that are here to do some heavy lifting, if you will, as far as helping humanity come to terms with truth with a capital T, that the truth with a capital T of who we really are. And like I said, in the narrative of this show over time, we really haven't delved into the multidimensional aspect of who we are as a soul in a physical body. And I keep seeing that come up more and more just in the past year or so. And I think it's our souls collectively telling us, well, there's a really big storyline playing out here. There's a galactic storyline playing out on planet Earth. And at some point, you got to get your ego to understand that and let go of the reins, so to speak, and let that bigger vision, that bigger wisdom, if you will, of our soul, to descend into our body, so we can embody the vibrational truth, the authentic vibrational truth of our soul, and personify it in human form. And when that happens, the ego doesn't generate all of our sentences. It comes from a place of higher wisdom within us. And like I said, I think your book makes just a delightful wake-up call for that.
Mm. Yeah, the ego definitely has to take a back seat as you move out of the mind and drop into the heart space. And only when you do that are you able to then tap into the fifth dimensional consciousness, which is now penetrating Earth's atmosphere. And, it really is, it's all there for the taking. We know what we're here to do, and we're here to move out of service from to oneself, out of the 3D matrix greed and manipulation and control trap, and move into service to humanity in any way, shape or form that arises into your immediate reality, whether it be helping the next door neighbor who is, you know, severely dilapidated by fear through to misinformation, especially with this lockdown that's happening. So however that presents itself to you into your reality is what you are meant to act upon. So you don't have to feel like you're not doing anything just because you're not over in Africa saving lives or building wells or schools for children. You really just have to pay attention to what is presenting immediately into your reality and then become of service. And how we do that, first of all, is we do have to be of service to ourselves, in that we need to take care of ourselves and look after our thoughts, watch our thoughts and our actions and how we move about in life. And only then when you're fully balanced and stable emotionally and at a neutral zero point are you then able to be of service. So you can liken yourself really to someone on the forefront of major trauma, like an ambulance officer. I mean, if they weren't able to deal with stress, they would not be able to perform. So, you know, taking care of yourself so that you can take care of others is where we're moving into. And that's where the We Are One comes into the play, in that when you realize that every single person that you see, every soul, every spirit, every animal, every plant, every cloud, every drop of ocean or water, every sun ray, every moonbeam, it's all part of you and the reality that you have constructed for your mind to interpret the play that's going on. But you can't... if you try to logically think through your limited human brain,
right,
the higher calling of why you're here, you will not be able to, because your ego will stop you every time. So you have to drop into the heart space. And, I mean, you literally do that by with your third eye or even your human eye or your feelings, your senses. Shift your perception, your consciousness from the thought that's going on and feel the heart space. And you know when you see a little puppy or a little child crying, the expansion that happens within the heart space, that is the space that you need to concentrate on. When you see someone suffering, when you see someone in extreme joy or bliss or happiness. You know, when you're looking at a baby, when a friend tells you they got a great, you know, new job, or they've met a wonderful life partner, that heart expansion, that swelling, is where we are supposed to live 24/7, without judgment, just observing and paying attention to the feelings and the emotions that come up, which then dictates how you react through your mind. So you kind of have to train yourself, and that's what doing all the work means, is getting to a point where you're able to put aside your judgments, your programs, your belief systems, your very limited education thinking that we've been programmed to think, and know deep down you are here to do this. There is a reason for your existence, or you would not be here. You are so powerful, your heart is so powerful, and your mind is so powerful, but you have to have the balance. You have to be heart-led, not thought mind-led or brain-led, shall we say.
Yeah, well, very well said. I like the notion of what you said, where you feel like you should be in Africa saving the children and, you know, drilling wells and whatnot. And in the upheaval of 2020, I mean, for me, what's really kind of cleaned my clock is how the veil got pulled away about how afraid. I mean, I had no clue how deeply, deeply afraid people are of this upheaval. And what I would just add to what you said, which I really enjoyed, is the notion of staying grounded in your body. And, you know, you're working at the bakery, or you're working at the supermarket, and you don't think you're doing any spiritual heavy lifting, if you will. Mm. But the notion I get is when you move up into that fifth dimension, that higher consciousness, if you will, when you do the spiritual work and you get your, for me, I see it as purifying your energy persona, so your soul can completely descend, if you will, into your personal energy persona, instead of being loaded up with fear and anger and shame and guilt, blah, blah, blah. And when you connect with that higher wisdom within you, there's a part of you that knows without question that the chaos, the upheaval that's playing out right now has no bearing on what's going to happen in the future, so to speak, because a lot of what the media shows us is kind of the dog and pony show that our egos are trying to play out, and there's just such a bigger story going on. So what I would say is to be anchored in the truth of we're here for a reason. We chose to be here during this most exceptional chapter of planet Earth's history. And our higher self knows the path that we're going to be just fine as an individual to take that and anchor a sense of peace within our persona. In other words, get your ego enough information and love that it can chill the hell out and just relax and stay grounded. When we're grounded, when we have the feeling of peace within our persona and we're grounded, we are the anchor for everyone around us, regardless if they're grounded or not. I think there's an energetic event or a trait that when we're at peace, even though the chaos of the circus is going on, we're at peace and we're grounded, and that And that makes us an anchor of consciousness for so many people that are energetically connected to us and perhaps in our physical proximity as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you can exude peace and calm, then you can affect the moods and the emotions of everybody around you. So it is of utmost importance to remain centered and remain within your heart space at all times. And don't buy into the drama. Don't believe the hype. We've come from the future, and actually there is no future. It's all happening concurrently right now. So we wouldn't have come here if we knew we were going to lose, basically.
Well, and to participate, I mean, we're at a, you know, I was talking to my daughter, and my kids don't really drink the deep spiritual Kool-Aid. It's just not in their DNA right now. But I'm trying to tell her that planet Earth with a capital E, the transformation of human consciousness on the planet. I mean, we're going through an episode like Atlantis. We're going through this is really a very galactic story that's playing out on Earth right now.
Oh, and, for sure.
And for us to be here now as souls incarnate, our souls chose for us to come down into this karmic tsunami. And you know, it's like if the sea is calm and there's no wind and it's a sunny blue sky, how are you going to learn how to be a sailor? I mean, you can go out on the boat all day long and try to rock the boat and make little waves.
Get out and push.
Right. And so if you're listening to this show right now, I suggest to you that your soul has a big-ass vision for your life, that if it told you the whole story of your life as it sees it, your ego would go, no, you got to be kidding me. That can't be me. And that's what I really am happy about with episodes like this one, is that we get to look at that narrative and say, wait, time out. I like the metaphor of you're asleep on a stagecoach and the horses are galloping really fast, and you're asleep and the stagecoach is just hauling ass down this dusty old road, and you wake up and you've got these reins from the horses. And the horses are batshit crazy, and they're going 100 miles an hour, and your ego wants to control it. Your ego wants to pull on the reins to bring it back to, quote, normal, unquote. And your higher self says, throw the reins down on the horses. Don't try to control this. Throw the reins down on the horses. In fact, throw the reins down on the horses and pull out your six-shooters and shoot it in the air and shout, hooray.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Because if we would just let go of our ego's desire to control every damn little thing in our life, our soul could make the expansion of who we are not only much more graceful, which our soul would love. In other words, let go and you'll enjoy it more. Which is contradictory to how an ego traditionally thinks.
Yeah.
So
zero resistance. Yeah.
And it's the most non-intuitive thing if you've been raised in Western academics. The 3D world outside of you is, quote, reality, and anything else is, you know, etherical. And it's really time for us to wake up, and that's what I really like about your book is you do it in such a powerful yet enticing and enjoyable way.
Awesome. Thank you. It's a great compliment. And, you know, I'm just the vessel that brought all the information through. So, yeah. Thank you.
Well, we have about 20 minutes left. I wanna look at how you've changed, because clearly you've gone through a very deep transformation within yourself, and your soul has kind of dragged you through the weeds, so to speak, to wake you up, and you've got this much bigger picture of who you are and the role you're playing and whatnot. Can you give us like a before and after snapshot? In other words, maybe when you're much more asleep, so to speak, and then where you are now. Share with us how your perspective of your life has changed. So people, our listeners that are going through this, give them some idea of the value behind the chaos, the value behind the upheaval, if you will.
Okay. Well, I think the main thing that happens once you start to open yourself up, like I spoke about before, is that all the programs and the belief systems that you have had so deeply ingrained within you suddenly don't resonate with you anymore. And that there are many different naysayers that will present themselves to try to stop you from becoming one with yourself, really, in your full, unlimited, sovereign state of being, which means full sovereignty means just doing what you want, when you want. Nobody's going to tell you what you can do, what you can eat, what you can do on a day-to-day basis, how you're going to live your life, what profession you're going to do, how you choose to walk, you know, down the street, and what you're going to wear, just everything from the age programming to the education, the limited belief systems, they get thrown at you just like in a game of skirmish, and you'll get splattered hard as one by one you confront everything that has been trying to hold you back or pull you down. And you've designed it that way because, you know, once you start to do anything new, whether it be learn a musical instrument or anything that you want to achieve, nobody knows anything from the very beginning. Everybody's always a beginner at it. So if you're just at the very, very beginning now, I would say that all it is practice. It takes dedication, but once you're on the path of wanting to say to yourself, no, actually, this is how I choose to live my life, and anything that stands in my way, I'm going to take it as a challenge rather than bowing down to it and saying, oh, okay, yep, so money's an issue. Family's an issue, location's an issue, I don't have the training for that, I don't know anything about it. All these obstacles that stop you, you have to smash them one by one until you get to a place where you finally are starting to wake up in the morning and say, wow, I'm in love with my life, I'm in love with who I'm becoming, I'm in love with everybody and everything that has come before me. Because when you're in love with yourself and the life that you're living, you have to have deep gratitude and deep honor for those who have helped you get there. Now, you may think that they're playing a part of a negative agenda, but if you wrote the story for yourself, for your soul's highest growth and expansion, you then start to have deep love and compassion for those that you once thought were your enemies.
Right.
Because they are, like the old saying is, you know, your greatest adversary is your greatest teacher, is so on point. There is no more prophetic saying than that one, because that's a big one. This us versus them, bad versus good mentality. And really what it is just the storyline that you've written for you to get to a point in your life where you are in full control, full sovereign being, doing what you want, loving who you want, you know, all of it, unlimited abundance of all good things. Just not financially, but blessings, daily blessings, being grateful for just waking up in the morning. So I think, to answer your question, I think the greatest transformation for me is one of deep gratitude for all the traumas, all the abuse, all the betrayals, and to shift them into a positive rather than harp on the negative. And then that's how you release it. That's how you're able then to let go of it and bless it, wish it well, watch it walk away, and move forward.
Right. I like that. I really like what you said. Well, the notion of personal sovereignty. Now, for my own dynamic, I was born into a really strict Christian household, and there's this notion of righteousness. And if we mold ourselves into righteousness, we will fulfill the template that'll get our asses into heaven. And I'm here to say wrongchousness. That's not a word, and that's intentional. Wrongchousness is just as divine as righteousness. It's not if you want to slam organic whiskey shooters and then go jam to some heavy metal concert or tattoo a skull on your ass or whatever, the sovereignty of consciousness says as you wish, as you choose. And I liked what you said about recognizing what we might have tagged as negative people in our lives as somehow wrongchousness, that they're not supposed to be there. What's the big threats in the world? Terrorism, nuclear war, herpes simplex 13, blah, blah, blah. to see all that is and accept it as it is, exactly as it is, and not hold it in some kind of a negative context. That's a doorway to peace. When you see the divinity of all that is, both light and shadow are both a manifestation of source consciousness.
Yeah.
And how the hell are we going to learn to be a damn sailor if we don't go out in the tempest? And boy howdy, does this planet have a shit ton of tempest.
The perfect storm.
It is. And so for us to... I mean, for us to go through an incarnation on this planet at this time, this is the most epic class you can take, perhaps anywhere in the galaxy. If you can incarnate on Earth and discover the infinite well of unconditional love at the core of your being, and then turn around and embody it, and see the love in the shadow, well, you're that's a rock star in the galactic perspective of manifestation, don't you think?
Mm. Yeah.
And here we are, rock stars, having a conversation.
Yeah. Barman, pour me another shot.
That's right. Bottoms up.
Yeah. I think we're in for some magnificent times ahead as we move out of this bullshit that it is at the moment. And we're already starting to see that here in Australia. I don't know the rest of the world. I don't really focus on the rest of the world. I see my friends on Facebook or, you know, the odd post, but I really do try to focus on what's happening outside my window, and there's absolutely paradise. It's perfection being played out as we move into the consciousness that's about to hit the planet. You know, Earth moving into a different part of the galaxy, moving into the eclipse season and 2021 of the Gemini Sagittarius axis, where we're going to hopefully experience more lifting of the veil, more exposing of truth, and a greater activation of awakening for the humans that have chosen for their souls to incarnate and awaken at this time. Obviously, there's going to have to continue to play out the narrative of the sleepers for however long that happens, because in this role, this play of duality that we're playing, we need to be shown what we don't want continually to
right.
reinforce what it is that we do want. So, you know, if you're talking with somebody about your hopes and your dreams and you're not getting the response which resonates within your soul and leaves you feeling inspired and motivated and spurred on to go and conquer forth, walk away. Seriously, don't give it any more energy. Don't try to persuade anybody.
Yep.
Don't try to have an argument with anybody. Don't try to point out their negative programming, because they're there playing their role too. We've all played the role of the sleeper in our other incarnations, because you need to have the perspective of both sides to be able to see the full narrative playing out. So come from no judgment, honour their role, but do not engage. Keep your vibrations high. But the more you awaken, the more you are determined to get to your personal truth. I can only speak for my personal truth. You will come into contact with other souls on the same vibrational frequency as you, your soul family, that will absolutely be there holding you up if you need to, even in your times of low periods where you, you know, slip back into a lower vibrational energy at any point. They'll lift you back up instantly. It's unbelievable how quickly my soul family can raise me up, and it doesn't take much, you know.
Right.
So that's my advice to anybody who's on their journey and they haven't got far, is to just keep going. You can't go back. There's no going back.
there's no rewind.
No, there's no rewind. You may hit pause for a while and go, holy shit, what have I done? Where am I?
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, there's so much information out there, and if you do come in contact with my book or feel guided to get your hands on my book, just know that there's no preaching in there. It's not a religious text. It's guidance from the Arcturians, ninth dimensional beings who are here to usher in and guide Earth through ascension. So if the information in it doesn't resonate, if any information that you come in contact with doesn't resonate with your truth, you know, change the channel, go somewhere else, find, keep seeking, go within, do the work, connect with your heart space, see everything as a blessing, everything as something that you have orchestrated for your soul's highest growth. That's it in a nutshell.
Well, I like everything you said, but I want to also tell the listeners that the book is just a delightful read. I mean, that's what's so nice about it. You bring a lot of very awakened content in through story.
Yes, it's a fictional novel, everyone. Yeah. It's a fictional novel. It's kind of like a cross between The Matrix and The Da Vinci Code. It takes you on a journey where you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together. So, yeah, it's not an encyclopedia on spiritual awakening.
Right.
Although it will tell you what the journey is all about, but through the story.
It'll have the spiritual awakening embedded in the story. And I think it does it so well. One thing I wanted to just touch on is in the chaos of what's going on right now, this is a great time to calibrate your BS detector because, I mean, here on planet Earth, everybody and their dog wants to be your authority. They want to be your keeper, and they want to tell you what to do and whatnot. And part of the awakening is for us to reclaim our own sovereignty. And the point I'm getting at is, as the old 3D matrix crumbles and falls away, there's going to be a bit of a vacuum in the stage, if you will, of those who have stood up and wanted to be our leaders or whatnot. And the new dynamic is nobody stands up and takes the reins for everyone else. And the reason I bring this up is there's going to be very clever, very talented personas that step up into the public limelight and say, I'm the new dynamic. I'm the new spirituality. You need to get on board with my Kool-Aid. And in this conversation, I think it's a great arena to just remind ourselves that the new dynamic is nobody stands up on the podium and directs the collective for anyone. The new dynamic is our sovereignty, our own personal sovereignty, and our own personal dominion comes from where it's always come from, source consciousness within our own persona, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And during the lockdown, we've been brought on a microscopic level to sense of community that we haven't felt, I don't think, in this lifetime for myself. You know, people getting to know who their neighbours are, because, you know, in some places you've only been able to leave your property and go for 2 kilometres. You're not even allowed to go to a park that is 5 kilometres away. I think this is where we're heading to a more self-sufficient community-based system where everybody is equal, everybody helps each other, no one is left out. You know, with the advent of air travel and the internet and everything else, the world has sort of lost its sense of community, and I think that that's been a great
I think community, I mean, if I understand what you're trying to say, it's seeing yourself in your neighbor, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's been, you know, the result is pretty much what I'm trying to say is that there's been a reason for this, so that we can get back to being human and what that means.
Well, we're coming up to the end of the show, and I want to make sure the audience knows how to get your fabulous book, and also share with us any modalities if you do Reiki or whatever. Take a few minutes now and tell the audience how they can get your book and any other services that you have to offer.
You can go to NicoleMacIndoe.com. There's buy links there where you can purchase from various sources. Big shout out to Sacred Publishing, Sacred Stories Publishing, my publishing company. I don't offer any services other than love, so I can't promote anything. But I am available always to chat, and I'm always open for people to hit me up in Messenger for guidance if they wish. Thank you. Thank you, Les.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you. I think you've written a fabulous book. Do you have any closing thoughts? I mean, take some time and share some closing thoughts, if you will, with our audience.
I think the main thing is to really, like I said before, just switch from the very broad-minded, narrow view that you see through your two eyes, what's going on around you. And if you're going through a hard time, try and shift out of your body up as if you were on the ceiling looking at what's going on down below as a movie. That's a very simple technique that I found personally works for me when I'm encountering anything that is of a low vibration. That helps me to stay in a neutral, calm, peaceful perspective. I spend a lot of time at the beach. So anything that you can do, whether it be if you're unable to even leave your house, if you have some plants, flowers, animals, if you can have some beautiful baths or long showers. I listen to the Solfeggio frequencies every night. But basically, I have tried to eradicate anything negative. I don't associate with people of a low vibration. They're not even in my realm anymore. So that would be my advice. Just keep going on, knowing that we're moving into a whole new plane of existence, and to just trust. Have faith, trust in yourself. You wouldn't still be here if you didn't have anything to contribute, and you do that through love and with animals too. You can't get to the beach if you've got an animal. Share the love to them and receive the love from them unconditionally that they give to you.
Well, very nice. We're pretty much out of time, Nicole. I want to thank you for being our guest tonight. I've really enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you, Les. Pleasure. Thank you.
We've been talking to Nicole MacIndoe, and the topic tonight has been Accidental Truth, a Vortex Through Time. You know, it's a curious time to be alive, and like Nicole has pointed out, we have to unravel all our belief systems that are not in alignment with the truth, and we're going to bump up against all kinds of things, who we think God is, who we think we are. If we're going to fully embody our role here on the planet, we need to really own that. I created the new human living platform to help people recognize that. I've got two books out, Citizen King, The New Age of Power. Talk about your personal sovereignty. If you if your ego can't recognize the sovereignty that your soul has through its own inherent divinity, your ego will actually impede or slow down your ability to manifest your life purpose. And then forgiven sinner, God slash Savior is, if you've been raised in a traditional global religion, you're going to have to heal your relationship with God. If you're going to fully embody your divinity, to be able to heal your relationship with, quote, God, unquote. Hey, I want to thank you, the listener. It's always a pleasure spending time with you. And I want to thank you for joining us on the show. I'm your host, Les Jensen. As always, it's been a pleasure. Until next time, thanks for listening.
This has been a New Human Living Radio broadcast to bring your soul's inspiration into effect and live your life wide open. Check out our host, Les Jensen's latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.